This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're having a food price hour, basically, because we started off the show by looking at the many reports of food prices increasing that have been coming out over the last week and asking you for your observations, because really that's all we have, each other to observe and tell one another, hey, did you notice that prices of vegetables are going up? And that's the question, right? Have you noticed the price of your food going up? Call us, 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have messages for that, which we'll come back to shortly. Keep them coming, because I bring it up because today on Twitter, we're actually continuing to talk about the rising cost of food, specifically one food item, because one hashtag has been trending since yesterday, and that is gardenia. Yesterday, reports came out that gardenia would be increasing the prices on most of their products. We're talking about the original loaves. We're talking about the various buns, cream or otherwise. So there's been a lot of chatter about it. This happened in a letter to its retailers. The price hike is going to come into effect on December 1st. And the reason they gave is for the hike in cost of raw materials and freight charges. Just to give you an idea, an original classic 400 grams worth is now going to be 280, up from 250. An original jumbo classic, that's 600 grams, is going to be 4 ringgit instead of 355, and so on and so forth. And so the Domestic Trade and Consumer Ministry has said that they're aware of the situation. They're investigating the matter. When asked for comment by Free Malaysia Today, the ministry said that they would be meeting Gardenia's management today, actually, before releasing a statement. And how it's playing out on Twitter is more or less what you would expect, I think, for a food item that's very sentimental to many Malaysians, for a food item that weirdly gets discussed a lot on Twitter, whether it's because people are discovering new flavours or trying out new ways to eat it. It's not surprising that the price hike has been met with consternation, with worry, is how I would put it. There are lots of sentimental tweets saying that they remember when gardenia cream rolls were 50 cents and now they're 1 ringgit. There are others who are extolling the virtues of other bread brands, taking the opportunity to say that, oh, I left this a long time ago, I've since moved on, I'm loyal to another one now. And others are simply saying that they've started baking their own bread, they find it very fulfilling and it's a good way to save money. So with all this, and again, considering the very sentimental place that this particular brand holds in the Malaysian market, I'd like to know how you're feeling about the rise in prices for gardenia. And in general, when a product you enjoy goes up in price, what do you do? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. I will say, I haven't actually been a loyal gardenia-ist, is that what we call ourselves? For some time now, partly because I don't eat a whole lot of bread, but I totally understand when a food item or when a brand in general is just part of your daily life and you feel like it's something that you start the day with, for example, it can be very hard to brain, basically, when prices go up or when thinking about, oh no, maybe prices have gone up so much that I now have to make a change. I find that I only make a leap in brands when I find the price hike unjustifiable or when it just feels like too much, and I start to feel like my loyalty is being taken advantage of. That tends to be when I make the switch. But yeah, again, I'm curious, how are you feeling about the rise in prices for gardenia? That's going to take effect on December 1st. And when a product that you enjoy and that you're loyal to goes up in price, what do you do? Do you stick it out or do you tend to look for alternatives? Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We already have one message in from Stephen, who sent in pictures of gardenia prices in Sarawak, pointing out that it's like 13 ringgit 10 cents for a 400 gram loaf of the original classic. It's 13.80 for flavoured variants like butterscotch and pandan kaya. Like I said, some flavours go viral. And Stephen says, these are the prices of gardenia in Sarawak. It's much more expensive over there because all these breads are air flown there daily. And every time I visit my bestie in East Malaysia, I'll buy one full large IKEA bag of gardenia breads in all flavours. And you can see the joy in their eyes as if I've bought some exotic Belgium chocolate all the way. On the serious side, back then in my college and fresh grad days, gardenia was literally the bread and butter in my daily life. Probably this price hike won't affect me much nowadays, except when I'm buying it for East Malaysia friends in bulk. But I'm sure that it will hit lower income groups quite heavily. So yeah, actually, I didn't know that that is how much gardenia costs in Sarawak, or rather in East Malaysia, but that makes a lot of sense. And yes, I can imagine if that's the price that people would be overjoyed when you come bearing the bounty of butterscotch and pandan breads. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about today. Again, those numbers. 7733 2900 to call. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:48 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking today about food prices going up. There have been lots of reports of this, from vegetables to economy rice to eggs and chicken, and also gardenia. The whole hour is basically about this because today on Twitter focused on gardenia, which is trending. And we've been asking you whether this is something that you've noticed, and how are you feeling about it? In general, when a product that you like, that you're loyal to, goes up in price, what do you do? Do you switch? Do you stick it out? We're curious to know. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the subject of food in general, Nishikaran says, food prices don't fluctuate. Like our age, they tend to only increase. The only price dip I could remember was right after the removal of GST. That sadly seems to be the case, right? I mean, that's part of inflation, that's part of costs in general. I think, though, that these sorts of reactions tend to happen when the increase is very noticeable, not like a gentle, gradual increase, but something that hovers in the range of 30, 40, 50%. I think that's when people really tend to feel it. And that's when perhaps that's when it really starts to eat into your daily budget. I think that, yes, while in general it's all right, when it's a startling amount, it is worth looking at. Meanwhile, we also have Raz saying the mamak shop near my house has increased its prices because of the pandemic. They owe ice is up by 20 cent to 1 ringgit 70. They said the increase is inevitable because they have to make up for the losses incurred during the lockdown, which is ridiculous. That's a tough one, isn't it? Because it is true, of course, that everybody suffered. Many businesses suffered during the lockdown. And now that things are reopening, they are going to be looking for a way to make that up. But yeah, I'm not sure in this instance, and if you extend it to especially higher priced items, where the line is exactly. We had the same problem during the depths of the lockdowns when we saw people increasing prices by a fair amount to accommodate the surcharges for delivery, to accommodate packaging and things like that. So yeah, we're seeing people trying to survive and doing it in all these different ways. Meanwhile, Tash is weighing in, saying, I tap out from a warung recently and they charged me 1 ringgit 50 cents for a piece of soft tofu, followed by sort of horrified emoji. But I know that Makcik, and she's not the kind to hike up prices suddenly without reason. So I'm sure it has been hard for her small business. Also, Padri Nanas used to be 1 ringgit per piece. Now it's 2. The price of ulam has also gone up. Everyday ulam like ulam raja, daun selom, daun kadok, etc. used to be 50 cents a bundle. Now it can easily be 1 to 2 ringgit for the same portion. Most warungs would now also charge for extra kuah and gravy. I've started to grow my own veggies, herbs and microgreens since the start of the pandemic. And believe it or not, my steady harvest has helped me to save my precious ringgit. We spoke about this yesterday, actually, that with the pandemic, a lot of people took up a hobby or a craft, or in some cases, making food. So many people started sourdough projects. We've also heard of people like you, Tash, you know, starting up gardens. And it's totally true that not only, I think, do they help you save money, but they also make you feel weirdly accomplished, right? It's like, hey, look at me feeding myself. Like I said earlier, when it comes to gardenia and the news about gardenia, so many people have been like, you know what? I haven't bought commercial bread for a long time anyway. But again, all these things are only, they're only available to you, I suppose, if you have, in some senses, the luxury of time. And not everybody trying to feed a large family while working many jobs or while working jobs with long hours will be able to make or grow their own food. I am happy that you can, though. It is something that I've also found very, very enlightening, very helpful. Meanwhile, Steve says, There is a, let's see. Steve says, I think that the ministry might be rather toothless when it comes to their investigations. In fact, is there a rise in the sugar, salt and water tariffs and electricity will have rebates until year end? You know, petroleum, we're only talking about prices affecting RON 97. RON 95 is the same. And goes on to talk about all the different ways in which some of the increase in prices appear to be unscrupulous and greedy. There should be a regulation for price increase and controlled by the government. So there are acts that actually regulate this. I think the question, however, is how fiercely they're actually looked at, how much they are used. And perhaps this also comes down to what we were saying earlier, which is that while the acts exist, I think spot checks can only go so far, and consumer reports, consumer complaints are perhaps the way to go in terms of getting enforcement officers to where they need to be. Now, how effective the enforcement is another question, but in terms of where we come in, I do think that making reports is a good way of saying, hey, I think that this is unscrupulous, I think this is unethical. Just to say, while we're on the subject, that those numbers, you can SMS 15888 KPDNKK Aduan. You can WhatsApp 019-279-4317. Those are the numbers that you can send to if you are finding that there are prices that simply don't make sense, if you're thinking that there are increases that are unethical. On the subject of gardenia, we also have Spencer saying, it's high time we have more players in the local loaf market instead of the current two. Singaporeans are spoilt for choice when bread shopping. There's a wide range to choose from, even the local NTUC fair price, and at affordable prices too. An interesting perspective. Actually, that goes hand in hand with people saying either that they're switching brands or that they're preferring to make their own bread. I do think a wider range and, you know, not having the bread aisle dominated by the same two names is an interesting one. If anyone's listening and likes baking bread or maybe wants to get into the local loaf market, that might be an idea. And we also have KS who says, while I understand some being concerned about gardenia loaves going up from 240 to 280, it's like complaining that char kway teow used to be 1 ringgit 20 or 1 ringgit 30 with egg, or you bring your own and then it's 125. It's a bit of misplaced nostalgia. I think this goes back to the position, I think, that the product holds in the market. Char kway teow is a pretty apt comparison because we are talking about places where, or rather we're talking about foods that people eat pretty often, that people have a daily connection to. And I think when that happens, that nostalgia factor is very, very hard to discount. So again, by the way, I've just been told that I've been giving out the wrong numbers. I'm so sorry. So if you'd like to report an incident of a price increase you find unscrupulous, that the number you can actually text is 32255. That's 32255. Again, send photos, send receipts and the like if you would like, if you have them. So we've been talking about price increases when it comes to food, from vegetables and eggs all the way up to gardenia. You can share your thoughts with us. Is this something you've noticed? How are you feeling about it? Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.